All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Hour number two, nice to have you with us. 3:30, it is Thursday. It is Who Am I? Edition four. David, yet to win. It's a very sad state of affairs. I've asked you for your biggest worry for this weekend's game, and mine is going to be when we punt, because we went from having a great punter to a backup who isn't very good. And look, I'll be honest, the margin in this game for MSU is zero. You can't afford a shank. You can't afford a line drive that's highly returnable to DPJ. You can't afford to blow an opportunity to pin a team deep. And all of a sudden, oops, touchback. I really think people underrate something like this in a game where there might be some rain, 15 to 20 mile an hour wind gusts. Might be a field goal type game where it's going to be hard to get in the end zone. If you know your offense is your weakness and you know your defense is your strength and you continually hurt your defense by giving away 10, 12, 15 yards per exchange, that's a recipe for disaster. And I know that's not like the sexiest thing to be worried about, but I'm telling you, it's the biggest thing for me. Go ahead.
My biggest concern is that, well, we know Michigan State's a good team. But anyway.
Are they?
I'd say Michigan State's good. Yeah, you're not.
I don't know what we are, and I'm man enough to say it.
Biggest concern for Michigan, though, is Shea Patterson making an extremely costly turnover that changes the game. I think that, you know, we talked about it yesterday. I think that Shea Patterson, when he gets pressured, he has happy feet. He likes to scramble, and when he scrambles, he doesn't protect the ball very well. My concern would be him making a huge turnover. I'm talking about a strip sack. I'm talking about a big fumble, a costly INT in plus territory that State cashes in on. I think that in a big game, which let's call it how it is, when he was at Ole Miss, he didn't play great against the quality opponents and against the bigger type games. So if he goes out and makes a stupid turnover, doesn't do a good job managing the game like he has pretty much so far this season, that would be my biggest issue. I think that he has a tendency to do that stuff, especially when pressured. And there's no doubt that Michigan State's going to try and pressure him. They're going to try to get after him. They're going to send Will Akister to, you know, try to get guys in there to create havoc. And I could totally see some sort of huge turnover like that.
Well, I don't think State, if Michigan plays a clean game, I don't think State can beat them. So you're on point there. What I would answer with is, so are you worried about Lewerke too? Because you should be. Have you watched him this year?
Yeah, I'm talking about, well, from Michigan's side.
I'm saying it can be balanced out by the fact that I don't think either team's going to play totally clean. But if Michigan plays clean, we can't beat them. We need a turnover or two. We need something because we're not going to be able to drive the field on them. I think we'll have one drive. We'll have one of those outer space Dave Warner script drives where you go, where's this been all year? And then the next six drives, four of them are three and out. We're going to need something to get that done. So no,
Shea Patterson, hostile environment, going to get pressured, could see him being a little bit shaky at times. I think a huge turnover like that, which could totally flip the field, flip the game, would be the biggest concern for Michigan. I could talk. I think you mentioned special teams, Michigan State, and field position so huge. With Michigan, I think Quinn Nordine can be a concern as well with how he's been and his lack of accuracy. But overall, I think Patterson will be the key for me.
You know, I'm trying to go back and look at this. What is it, Mike? Would you do this? Because it's just, I want to get to the calls and I can't dedicate the time to it and talk to the people. What are the nastiest places Patterson's played? Now, I thought he was poor in game one. I didn't think he was very good. You can talk about the O-line. That's fine. I didn't think Patterson was very good at all. So Notre Dame is a tough place to play. He played there, and he didn't play well. Has he played well in a road game of consequence? I don't know the answer, so don't be all smarmy with me. I don't remember Ole Miss's schedule from the second half of 16 and 2017.
He's played in a total of 17 games, seven of which have been on the road.
And now, where were they?
So, 2016 at Texas A&M, at Vanderbilt.
How'd he do at A&M?
One. They won the game. See, he was 25 of 42, 338 yards, two touchdowns, one interception. First game he played in.
I'll take that every day, all day from a young quarterback. That's a passing grade there. Okay. Vandy.
Vanderbilt, they lost.
Vandy blows. How'd he do there?
He was 20 of 42, 222, two touchdowns, no interceptions.
Doesn't look bad on surface. Didn't watch the game. All right, next one.
Yeah, so then you go to 2017, and all three of these are losses. At Cal, at Alabama, at Auburn.
Alabama I would take out because Alabama are space aliens. What about Auburn?
Auburn, he lost as well. He was 34 of 51, 346 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions.
That's passing grade, Mike. Right. That to me screams defensive issue. All right, so he's gone on a road and played okay.
But when you look at it, out of the seven road games that he played, he is 2-5.
But the team isn't good enough.
Right. I mean, we talked about it with Stafford. It's relevant to at least point out. It's some of those losses, yeah, the stat line looks good, but in the seven games, 2-5 on the road.
Go to Mark, 97.1. Hi, Mark.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Big Michigan fan. Actually got my degree there, Mike. I didn't get it at Walmart. And my biggest concern is I've seen this movie before, guys. You know, I don't know how many times Michigan has had the better team. Mike, I appreciate you saying, you know, if we play clean, we're going to win the game, blah, 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 blah. You know what? I have seen way too many, particularly with Mac D'Antoni, where he has schemed and done something and outcoached our line of coaches, including Harbaugh, where that's my concern. My concern is your coach outcoaching our coach. And as I said, I've seen this movie before 2016. We were a 3-score favorite. Michigan State scores. I didn't, you know, look, I was watching my son play hockey. I kept coming out of the hockey game to watch the football game on TV, and it seemed like every time Michigan scored to go up 2 or 3 scores, State made it a game again. I do not believe, no matter how much talent advantage Michigan has, and I do believe we're better at almost every position, maybe not quarterback and maybe not defensive tackle, but we're better at enough positions that we should win the game, but I've seen this before, whether it's going to be Harbaugh determined to run the ball 30 or 40 times because that's not going to work against Michigan State, whether it's Don Brown blitzing on 3rd and 15 and putting Davis in one-on-one coverage, whether it's, you know, again, I think Sully makes a really good point. I thought lost in the Wisconsin game was the fact that Patterson played, okay. You know, I mean, he got pressured. He bailed on the pocket, took a couple of big sacks that he shouldn't have taken, should have thrown the ball away, made better decisions. There is an element to this game that just has that certain little it factor that D'Antonio can exploit. And my biggest concern, and I will tell you what, Mike, if Michigan fans want to sit there and tell you that they're not worried about your coach, they're lying to you.
Listen, Mark, I think it's very well stated. And yeah, you've got a right to be worried about D'Antonio because he's kind of a witch. He kind of has pulled rabbits out of his hat and done all that. Yeah, that's a legitimate concern. I don't have a problem with that. I don't. He's gotten the best of a lot of good coaches in a lot of big games. So we got to be in a position for him to do that. We'll see. Look, I think this is one of the hardest to predict Michigan State games ever. Normally, I got a big opinion, and I just give it to you. I've picked against State a few times.
I've called for blowouts. I'll give you big opinions. This game is very hard to figure out. There's a lot of unknowns, including who's even going to be on the field for both teams.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.